Yo!
Yeah!
Yay! Hi!
What it do, y'all? It's the Culture Shock.
Oh
my god.
It's Phoenix.
It's Lix.
It's Crystal.
Welcome back. Another week. You've heard about this term, right? The Karen?
A Karen. Like, I could be a Karen.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Remember?
I've heard that said about, I could be a Sarah or some shit.
No.
It's a Karen.
Like, you know the string of white women who've been, like, calling the police on black people for literally existing and shit? Her name isn't Karen, but that's the name she's getting.
Karen is a character, and you're a Karen if you blank.
And Karen is the one who shows up to the cookout with raisins in her potato salad. Like, that's Karen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking it up for everybody.
Karen, hold up, but Karen ain't got no skin boundaries. Karen ain't got no skin boundaries. Dude. She can be black, white, Puerto Rican. Just dumb shit. You can be a Karen.
Yeah. So, like, basically, it's
you
become...
You motherfuckers are slick. I like it.
It's become, like, a bit of a debate because...
White people,
no offense, Crystal, but white people can't take...
After this whole conversation, why would I be offended?
Right. White people have a problem with being characterized by anything. You can't call them shit. Basically, they're trying to compare Karen to the N-word, which I'm like, no, is not even close.
I've not had that understanding.
White women who are fragile, you know, are taking it to that level because they're like, you're being mean to me and I can't be mildly inconvenienced at all. So, you know.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I mean, that whole mindset is terrible. Mindset as a person, as a woman, I don't care what race you is, that whole mindset is terrible.
It is terrible. I agree. As I understand Karen is the overprotective white mama. And
this is funny.
You know,
overprotective white mama.
Yeah. But because I have an almost 12-year-old who says, "Wow, look at Karen coming." And it's like it's you know, this woman coming down the street in a pair of like cropped off pants and, you know, a golf shirt or whatever. And
you better go get your hair done. You better become a hot mom before the summer. We got the tea.
Crystal. In your world, your daughter's world, is Karen like an unkempt woman?
No, not at all.
So what does she think of, like, what does that mean for her? Like,
Karen is more of an attitude and a set of behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a Karen, you are poking your nose into other people's businesses and you are imposing your opinion on them. Because for whatever reason, you think that is a ridiculous, you know, car. Or why are you doing that? That's just dumb.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's overbearing mom.
Yeah. But I feel like...
but I feel like... I feel like at the same time.
Right. And I feel like this is where they're upset at, is because they're like, well... feel like maybe we're using it to describe all white women.
Exactly. You know, you're being a Karen.
Right. And it's like, like to me, it's like any other descriptive word.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Karen, and you're being a Karen, it becomes less of a proper noun. It just becomes a noun.
Right. So it's like even like, thing. let's say at the school, right?
Yes.
At the school.
Yes.
Say... somebody just giving off that vibe, just that attitude, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you go, okay, whatever, Karen. You say it like, you know what I'm saying? You say it like that.
That's where actually they, the kids say, whatever, boomer.
Right, but that's where they just like lose their shit, like, calling me Karen. Like, it's like,
you know, I've never heard it, you know. I've heard it referred to, I've heard it as a reference. You know, oh my gosh, look at that Karen over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or check out, well, did you hear what that Karen did?
It's like, it's,
man, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Is that real?
Yeah.
Where's Gracie? Where's Gracie?
She's upstairs.
Holy shit.
Actually, can she come here? Because I actually want to ask her about
that. Yeah, I got to ask her about that.
All right. You guys got to clean up the fucking language or are we talking to my child, all right?
Yeah, we're not going to be like, so, you know, Gracie, the fuck?
What the fuck is the kid?
Let me call her. Hang on. Hey, Grace. Hey, are you busy? Would you come be a guest appearance on the podcast right now for a minute? The gentleman want to ask you about Karen.
You weren't supposed to tell her.
Here we go. They're going to clean her language, so don't worry.
Oh,
Jesus.
All right. She probably used
to. All right, Gracie's in the house.
All right.
How you doing, Gracie?
Hi.
Gracie.
Hey, so hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Finn, before we start, is she sitting perfectly in the camera or not?
She's almost in thirds.
She's almost in thirds.
Yeah.
Oh, she's ready.
She's ready. She's good.
She's ready.
All right. So, Gracie, I wanted to ask, what do you think of when you hear people use the word Karen? What does that bring to mind?
Like, annoying, like, needs to, like, self-centered. Like, say, like, you're, like, parked, like, on a stoplight, and there's that, like, white line, and your tire is over it, and say there's a Karen that's walking. She'll come up to you, she'll knock on your window, she'll say, you are over this white line and you could have hit me. I could have ran into your car. You need to back your car up so nobody gets hurt. Or she'll like...
Be a Karen.
Yeah, I mean...
Wow.
Annoying.
Okay, see, like, because that's a specific type of person. Like...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
oh my God.
I'm curious, do you feel like people would use that towards you for anything? Or, like, do you have to be exhibiting that type of behavior in order for people to call you that?
You can, like, tell someone that, like, what they did was, like, something a Karen would do. Like, if you, like, for instance, okay, like, say in class the teacher says to take out a pencil, but you take out a pen. If there was a Karen in the class, she's using a pen, not a pencil.
Oh, my God.
There is a girl in my class that has done that to me.
Do you call her Karen?
To my friends.
Oh, God.
That is brilliant.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Grace.
It sucks when teachers are Karens. That's when.
What is a Karen teacher? What does she do?
Well, like, so you know how those teachers that, like, if you raise your hand and you ask a question and you get the question wrong, they're like, close. But, like, you'll say, like, they'll be like, what's 2 + 2? You'd be like, 32. They'd be like, close. Or they'll be
that's brilliant.
Or like if you're like in a class and you have like a 89.99 and they won't round up your grade to a 90. It's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's a petty
Paula. Petty
Paula. That's a petty Paula. You know what I'm saying? That's petty. That's okay. Being petty. Like, you can't round me off. Round me off.
So basically that's what Petty Paula has evolved into. It's like, no, that's Karen. Karen who just Karen ain't right. Like, she can't get like, right.
Yeah, that's kinda like
if you order something.
It's kinda like if you order something and they're like, I asked for 3,026 pieces of rice and I got 3,025 pieces. Send it back. I want to talk to the manager. Like,
wow.
That is an exhibit in her habitat.
That is perfect. Grace, thank you so much. You have clarified that for all of us.
Wait a minute. Is your mama Karen sometimes?
Apparently I'm Karen. I'm not Karen.
I'm gonna hand this back to my mom before she beats me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Grace.
I may not have just
said. Oh, I may not beat the hell out of you later.
That was great.
That
I want y'all to know that is getting cut out and used as promo. That was brilliant.
My God.
So, Maya Karen, according to her, probably.
I
will never tell.
I know my daughter well enough to know that I'm a Karen.
Oh my God.
In her mind.
So you're gonna knock on the car window and be like, "Hey, you're over the line." Like,
No. That's just being goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. There was a video I saw yesterday of a Karen. I don't know if y'all know this, but you know what restaurant is the absolute busiest on Mother's Day?
Cracker Barrel.
Mm.
No.
Red Lobster.
Oh, yes.
Okay, my brother likes that place.
Yeah.
Red
Lobster. Red Lobster.
Yeah, so like apparently at this one Red Lobster, they had a 3-hour wait because they're busy as this crap. Two, there's coronavirus, so half of their staff is gone. Right? So I guess this lady, she ordered a Red Lobster.
Right.
Went to pick it up. It wasn't ready. And she threw a fit. You know what I'm saying? It's just a huge, huge B-fit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She bitch fitted.
And tried to attack the employees, like physically assault the employees.
Like physically?
Physically.
Oh my God! Where was this? Menor?
No, this was like Pennsylvania somewhere, which is to be expected. But
what else do they have to do?
Like, you know what I'm saying? They literally had to several employees had to force this woman out of the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? And because she assaulted an employee, so any chances of a refund, that was over and done with. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, done, right? Exactly.
Right. So, they kicked her out. They locked her out, the whole nine. What did she do? Calls the police. Got to let the police know that the employees at Red Lobster are so rude. They hit me, and they won't give me a refund for my order. And I think someone should do something.
It was 10 minutes late, and, it was way too crowded, and and then when I got it, they gave me coleslaw instead of the salad, and it wasn't very cold, and somebody needs to pay for this, and I want a refund.
Yeah,
and I would like punitive damages also.
Punitive
damages.
This is Karen. This is Karen. We have to live with her.
Oh my God. I am, no matter what that child said, I am not Karen. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Karen, she just yelled something at me from upstairs. Karen, I can't Karen hear what she said. Best. Oh my God.
Wow. All right, Crystal.
Oh, no. Yes.
You got some potty mouth news for us?
First of all, did you ever feel like it's impossible to talk about current events without erupting into a tirade of off-color language? Seriously, what the fuck? I'm Crystal Pearson, voicing out loud the way you probably read the shit in your own heads. This is Potty Mouth News. Now, I saw an article from Reuters about a week ago in Utah of all fucking places, right? State police pulled over a suspected drunk driver, weaving in and out of lanes on the interstate. Well, you'd drive across the state, too, if your mom had the fucking audacity to tell you that she won't buy you a Lambo. Shit. With the attitude of the world these days, let's start a GoFundMe for this poor kid. Straight to the culture shock. Disclaimer, we're not doing this and your donations will be considered just that, donations. So anyway, Utah police are, they're not responding to any other requests about this, call this a debacle. Why? You know why? Because the kid is fucking five. I mean, five, really, five. How did he reach the fucking pedals? I couldn't reach pedals when I was five, could you? Whatever. More importantly, where were this kid's fucking parents? Sorry. My child is not going to get out of my house, steal my car, and drive halfway across the fucking state without my noise. Anyway, next thing I want to talk about is something that I saw on CNN.com. Now, take that into account when you form your own opinions. Make sure the source doesn't get left behind as you, like normal free-thinking fucking humans, make your own goddamn opinions. A portion of an article published actually on the 14th of May. I'm going to actually read it directly. Let me get to that quote. Okay, quote, Fauci's transgression, pardon me, is to base his evaluations. After decades of public service and expertise fighting HIV/AIDS, Ebola, Zika, and anthrax on facts and logic that conflict with Trump's chosen version of reality, Fauci has long said that only the virus can decide when normal life, things such as NFL games and schools reopening, for instance, will be safe again, end quote. Now, Trump says Fauci, wants to play all sides of the equation, ellipsis, end quote. I'm sorry, but no shit. I really didn't want to talk about Corona unless I was drinking one, but this ties into Corona, obviously. Of course he's playing all sides of the fucking equations. That's what his job is. He's served under, I think, six presidents. Do you think that's because he considers facts? And since facts are not fucking known yet, he's making appropriate suggestions. Oh my God, I normally don't dog our president. I'm not a fan of everything he does, but you know what? Fucking really? Do you think people are stupid, Mr. Trump? Whatever. I'm going to completely shift gears now and start talking about something we do know about, the weather. That's an easy thing to predict. It's shit. By shit, I mean shit. In Florida, for instance, it's hotter than hell because it's Florida. There's these wildfires that have shut down Interstate 77 or 75, pardon me. Just in case you decided to drive down to Disney to see if the park shutdown's a fucking joke, the fucking joke's on you. Of course, since the fires are in Southwest Florida, Mickey's ears aren't really in danger of scorching. But wow, it's like Mother Nature is grilling gator. What's this shit really taste like? Does it taste like chicken? Let's just see. More locally, though, as far as in the Cleveland area, Saturday is going to be the day to get the fuck out of the house. Because you know what? A lot of us are stir crazy. I want to get the fuck out of the house. There's a 10% chance of rain on Saturday in the Cleveland area, and it's going to be in the mid-60s. Happy fucking May. Go wash your nasty hands. This is Crystal Pearson. This has been Potty Mouth News. You got news the world needs to hear? I'll be the judge of that. Just hit me up on my social media. My name's Crystal Pearson on any of them. Till then, peace out, fuckers.
To your point, yes, he does think we're all stupid.
Seriously, I was like, what the hell? I'm like, Fauci is not this, like, this associate's degree, basically educated 25-year-old.
Right.
The dude has been serving for decades.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that unless you know what the fuck you're talking about.
He doesn't, like, he's not a very smart person, and I think
it's not just smart, it's common goddamn sense,
and he's not a very good common sense person. So like,
no.
I think what we're seeing is his last days. Like, I mean, to be frank, like, and listen, I know I said, like, either last episode or a few episodes ago that he was pretty much, I was voting for him. Even then I wasn't sure. But now I know I'm definitely not. like yeah, I can't.
I don't know.
I can't.
Like, somebody who does such snap decisions.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It's like, I think, like, my choices now are either vote third party or don't vote at all. But,
right.
I mean, this dude is bad. Like, I feel like he's lost it, like completely.
He's like
hovering
above the red button in the Oval Office, going, "Okay, what do? Do I hit the red button? Like, screw it, he pissed me off. Boom."
Like, I think it's even
terrifying.
I think it's
You're
even
fired.
Worse than that.
Boom.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's terrifying.
I mean, yeah, and that's where I'm at with it. Where it's like, okay, you gotta go. Like you,
right. When you look at it, when you look at this character, you gotta look at this dude is what we know as a dictator. We voted a dictator in. Well, I ain't gonna say we. People voted a dictator in because that's what a dictator like. If he was overseas or something, like he'd be a perfect dictator. Like he'd be a perfect dictator somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I voted against Hillary in the last election, so I guess by default, I was one of the people that voted him in.
But he's like one of those people who really don't give a fuck about
right.
And I don't I don't fault anybody who voted for him in any way, shape, or form. I don't. You know, he represented, you know, some of you guys' values. And you thought, you know what I'm saying, he'd be the one to shake things up, make things
exactly.
a little bit different.
And he has, not necessarily right. in a good way.
But not in a good way. And, like, for me, like, it's gotten to the point now where it's
scary.
Become not even scary. Like, it's become irresponsible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm saying. It's scary to have that level of irresponsibility in the White House.
And it's like maybe if I didn't have kids, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like, you know, what a loser. He's stupid, but whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind another 4 years. I might think that. But I got babies.
Right.
Like babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, if you can be this irresponsible with a disease this deadly and this contagious.
I feel like it's that common.
Yeah.
Like it's common.
I mean,
like,
this is
a disease that's been around the block millions of times. It has came back around in a way that is like, hey, well, I got a couple of partners with me.
Right.
Bro, like, look at it like this. Okay. Look at it like this. I'm worried, like, some people are worried that coronavirus could mutate. I don't think y'all realize that. What if this is years of influenza mutating, and that's where I'm at with it.
That, like, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, this is a strong, like, when they say flu, the whole, the influenza, it mutated, like, years ago. Yeah.
It's a virus. Yeah. Viruses mutate.
It's
that's
gonna
what they
keep
do.
On. It's gonna keep on. It's gonna just like our body adapts to shit. Viruses
so
adapt to shit too.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I
like,
mean.
And they mutate.
And that's where I'm like. That's where I'm like. Look, you can't have anybody who's this irresponsible, this ignorant, and this like pig-headed to lead during a crisis like this, you
and
know
this
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not. He don't have it's crazy, man. He don't have a sense of caring about civilization.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like the rich can stay richer for all you care. The poor can die off for all you care.
Exactly.
Like, whoever makes it makes it. You know what I'm saying? That's his whole, to me, that's the characteristic that he cares. Because
exactly.
He don't care about nobody else but him.
No,
you know
he's
how does everyone around you get this virus, but you cool?
I don't think he is. I think he's bullshit.
And if he cool now, I wonder is he the reason why the staff got it?
Mm-hmm. I think like that's what I mean. That's what I mean by irresponsible. Like, bro, like you have 11 people close to you. Like not even like, you know what I'm saying, just like lower level staff. I'm talking like 11 people who travel with you have coronavirus right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like how are you not looking at this objectively and seeing like
and seeing the possibility of Mike Pence being our president because you get the goddamn coronavirus and die.
And I mean,
yeah.
Like, shit, like, that's a frightening thought. that's really truly a frightening thought. But honestly, honestly,
think about it.
Nah, I was gonna say I'd take Pence over Biden, but no, I can't.
That man eyes is as dark as coal.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, yeah, I'm like just for like my LGBTQ friends, like alone, like nah, I can't side with that.
Gotcha.
That's our president, guys.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
Wateries, the newest technology designed to specifically help you water your Christmas tree without ruining your knees, your back, or your floor by spilling the water. Simply add water to the jug at the top, pull the trigger, and watch the water flow down seamlessly into the base of your tree waterer, keeping your tree healthy and fresh all season long. Wateries, available at fine retailers. Wateries, good for trees other than Christmas trees as well, so try it outside. Wateries, get yours this season while they are still in stock. Wateries.
Didn't I just say I didn't say what you thought I said? I know I didn't say it because I was there when I said it.
Culture shock. It's Chris. It's Crystal. It's Phoenix. We'll give you the news like you've never heard it before.
I missed this.
I don't know. Even I caught this.
like, Twitter was lit.
This was Black Twitter?
This was all Twitter.
Culture Shock. Every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, shock your system.
Like, today he just recently said that he thinks schools should reopen. I'm like, okay.
What? Wait, what? Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, so there's a vaccine now, and you can guarantee that my child is not going to get the shit?
It's over as far as school, man. Yeah. They gave us all this the criteria for everybody to advance to the next level. So
yeah, and the kids can handle distance learning. My vote is let them do it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm going to tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. As the summer goes on, what they should do to everybody in the Board of Education, because our school system has been, I don't know if it started already within the next 5 to 6 years, they're supposed to get an annual reoccurring fund of $90 million. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? We were selected for this situation.
Really?
And it's not because, believe it or not, even though our system is terrible, It's been the kids who's wanting to go to college and wanting to advance and have a diploma. They've been the ones who actually been striving to graduate by all means necessary. And it's been a lot of these kids who've been taking their own destinies into their own hands. That's why a lot of these kids are so angry right now, because they were the ones that actually worked and paid for things that happened for them this season. I mean, you know, this year, for everything to pop, right? You know, some of these kids didn't bought cars and all. You know, you got to think about the expenses that went into these kids that were saying, you know what, we're going to do it better than the kids that did it last year, or the kids that did it before that. And the kids has been the ones who really wanted to graduate. Like, my son is really like, I don't care about nothing. Just give me my diploma because I earned it.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
So
doesn't matter where they were physically.
Yeah. So we earned this $90 million annual reoccurrence a year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So what they do with the funds is going to be the thing that people want to keep their eye on. Is what I'm gonna keep mine.
Well, $90 million a year.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's what I want to know. And this is supposed to be it's like a program, a setup, because this is supposed to be like about the academics, you know what I'm saying? As far as the lower level cities, they got the lower level cities. What have they school system that they put in place for them cities?
Right.
What have they done to get, that's why I say the students have been the ones that's, hey, I want to graduate. I want to be notified as having a diploma or going to college or whatever the case may be. So with that being said, we have had a high rate of graduation.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
That's the reason why, but I want to know what you want to do with the money when it starts.
Yeah.
If not, yeah, because already start kicking in.
A well, levy, I mean.
The thing about, your son goes to CMSD school, right?
Yeah, both of them. Okay. CJ graduates, you know, he's out of there. And yeah, my youngest son moved on to the 8th grade.
Well, like what I found out a few years ago is that CMSD is the largest school district in the state, I want to say. Definitely.
I know, believe
yeah. So that $90 million goes to like 50,000 schools, you know what I'm saying?
It goes a long way.
Like maybe more. So it's like it's not shit. Pretty much by the your kid's school, it's like
I thought you were saying it went to just your district, Chris. I'm like, how the hell did you work that out?
Yeah that would have been great.
That but yeah, well, it depends. I mean, a levy like Willoughby's levy, though, we passed an emergency levy with the mail-in vote only, and that was like 2 weeks ago, I think that got counted. And but that's going to up our taxes. Not a huge amount, but it's still going to up our taxes because it, no, the levies aren't free. Right. Levies are for learning. Levies aren't free. They're not grants. So, anyhow.
And how much did y'all get?
Do you remember the exact amount of the levy? It was like 8.4 million. It was like a 10-year emergency levy. But that could be way wrong. I should know because I was on this committee. So I will find that out for you though. 8.43 million is what I'm thinking.
8 million for 10 years.
But that's 8 million is that's what we're getting. I think it's 8.43. It could be 4.2. I don't know. I gotta look at it. Okay. But it's spread out over 10. We're getting that. It's a 10-year levy. We're getting that. And it's being paid for by the taxpayers.
Right.
And it's something that we needed to pay for not the buildings that we have, because levies are for learning, blah, blah, blah. That's to pay the teachers and the salaries and all the educational materials that we need to make sure that our kids graduate with a meaningful diploma.
And that's crazy to me because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Most people will never see $1 million. And you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
maybe,
no way.
Maybe throughout their lifetime, they'll see $1 million, but never at once. Right.
No.
So $8.4 million can seem like a lot of money, but when you think about, when you think about like one, all the people it has to go to, all the equipment and everything that it has to go to.
Exactly.
And then you think it's only over a 10-year period.
Like, exactly.
It's not a lot at all. Like that.
Oh no, you talking really about the money? No.
It's not anything.
And that's where the importance of legalizing marijuana comes into play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And with that and those funds, like at the end of the day, you cut that profit of marijuana situation up amongst schools. You know, certain things. Education, because you can take the majority of the profits and put it back into education, right along with that. In the next couple of years, you know how great that'll be for the school. That'll bring back after school activities.
Well, that's what ours is.
And listen, and due to the fact that Cleveland Public Schools has been struggling so hard, as of right now, the teachers they didn't already master how to cut corners, but cut good corners and make sure that their students have extras if they could be able to supply it. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you add that to the situation with the process of knowing how to maneuver that money and take the funds and budget right and get things done in a good way. We can bring back these after-school programs, the athletic programs, the music programs, and I ain't gonna say in full force. I'm gonna say for those that's willing to be able to take on the programs. Everybody's not gonna. You can't say John Hay gonna have a music program when they have arts and medical program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you would take schools like South High, remodel South High.
Right.
Yeah. We have a brand new South High.
We are South High. The South High I went to, it's just sitting there.
Oh,
it's next to a recreation center. Everything it has a lot of things going on with it. It has a lot of potential. It's just sitting there, though.
Right.
So with that being said, like that's a building that they can transfer to a whatever. You know, they can do more with this with the money that they're coming in. They're gonna be coming in, and like you said, it's not a lot.
And like, listen, like you brought up something very interesting about marijuana, like. Like legalizing marijuana, not only what does it increase revenue, increases property value, but then also you got to think jobs. Like how many new jobs are created with just, you know what I'm saying, with people having a new avenue to go into? Like, you know what I'm saying, something that was once previously closed now has doors open that wasn't open once, that wasn't open before. So you know what I'm saying, like it's.
I agree.
It's too many good reasons to do it that.
Give me a bad reason.
The only bad reason that I can find is that drug companies and tobacco companies and alcohol companies don't know if they can find a way in. So that that's so,
again, I'm waiting for the bad reason.
Right.
What's that?
I'm waiting for the bad reason.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that was it.
I know, there's no bad, as I'm saying, there's nothing bad.
Yeah, so, like, that's pretty much it, you know, like, if they can't make any money, we can't see it.
Oh, poor Philip J. Morris. Poor Marlboro. Poor. You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry.
College schmollage. So your change of plans turned out to be not quite as profitable as your degree would have been. Now you've got two kids, a lovely home in the suburbs, and a 15-year gap between the closest crayon box and your last class. But you're a mom, remember? You give great advice. Now it's time to take your own. Go back to school. Go to school. Seriously. GoBackToSchool.org. That's GoBackToSchool.org. This is an important alert. The Akuchi Coup is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The Akuchi Coup is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the Akuchi Coup by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the Akuchi Coup is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement.
You're listening to the best damn trash-talking podcast on the entire internet. It's The Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
So, Crystal, where can they find you?
Anything social media. I'm Crystal Pearson. I'm easy. That's my name.
All right, Chris, where can they find you?
You can find me on IG at ChrisRudy10. On IG, you can find me at Lix_CodeName_216. On Twitter, you can find me on ChrisRudy10. On Facebook, you can find me on ChrisRudo. Yo, you can always find me on the Culture Shop. Just, you know.
All right. You can follow the show.
Follow the show. Twitter, like it.
At Shock_Pod. You can follow us on IG at ColtPod. You can find me, Phoenix, on Twitter at JP the Firebird. And we will see you guys next time. It's been the Culture Shock.
Culture Shock.
Peace. I'm Phoenix.
I am Lix.
I'm Crystal.
And we out this bitch.
Over and out.